Hey, what is up, everybody? Hunter here. It is Tuesday, August 31st. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are tuning into the show. Glad to have you here. We are coming in from probably one of the quieter days of NFTs we've had in weeks. Yesterday being probably, you know, kind of a chill, relaxing, not too much insanity going on. Not really anything crazy going on at all. Obviously there were some sales that happened. We got info from people who are launching new projects, but there wasn't really anything standout crazy. And it was kind of nice. I got texts from people who were like, yeah, I finally did the dishes today. I'm finally, you know, did laundry today. It was an interesting kind of like moment in time for everybody, I think, to catch their breath. I think we've been, on this absolute march up, and with that kind of in mind, like, you know, I wanted to take a second and let everybody know that, you know, make sure you're getting sleep, make sure you're eating healthy, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Like, I've certainly been at fault of this, going probably way too hard, and thinking that I can't miss anything, but it's actually kind of working against me in some ways. But I will say, like, you know, as we're getting into this kind of like breath in the market and we're taking a deep breath, as you're going to see as we jump into some of these projects, make sure you're not over leveraging or, you know, overexposing yourself in any way. We have projects that have, you know, 16x if we look at like the Hearst, but then we have projects that have, you know, ripped over the last few days, like the Creatures, and we're seeing a bit of a pullback. You know, we saw as high as 2, and then we're going to look at, you know, potentially this is coming all the way back down to 1 or the low, you know, 1.2s to 1.3s. And what does that actually mean? Does that mean we should be looking to sell? Should we be looking to, buy in at this point? And we'll talk a little bit into that. But today's going to be a quick show. Hopefully we'll look at a couple of things in the news. But other than that, we're just going to kind of just look at the market, because that's the most interesting thing and probably the only thing we should probably be looking at. Quick shout out to ETH Frenchy as well as BlockPacks. ETH Frenchy and BlockPacks being the sponsors for Morning Mint for the rest of the year, as they have purchased the resignation letter, and this is one of the benefits that comes to them. I'm really happy to be supported by them. I'm also really happy to support them. Like, they have a really cool company. With the fractionalization of sports cards and other, you know, assets that are physical, and having these, you know, sealed vaults and, you know, being able to own something and have a liquid market is so cool. And I'm really excited to start working with them. I'm going to have a discussion with Frenchy today. There's lots of new things on the way, I'm excited to just educate people on what they're up to. So if you haven't already, please go leave, go follow ETH Frenchy, go follow BlockPacks, leave some love for them. They're kind of setting us up to do some awesome things here going forward. So much love. Also, much love to Anonymous, making this purchase yesterday from Van Armen. Pindar is one of those people, and I agree completely with the comments made here, that he's one of the classiest people that I have also met, and he is also one of the smartest minds I have met in this space. I kind of always drone down on this and go really long on the rants on Twitter Spaces about finding quality people, and when you find them, don't be like, oh, found you, great, I know about you now. If you can, try to, and you need to, go join their Discord, go follow their Twitter, go follow their auction, see who's holding it, try to interact, be a part of the community. If you're not following Pindar, if you're not in his Discord, you're making a huge mistake. You're witnessing the growth and the humble beginnings of somebody who will be one of the greatest artists that we'll have in the NFT space. And it's not really his beginning. He's been around forever. He was one of the first 12, 13 artists on Super Rare. I cannot believe that we're, just starting to talk about him now. He deserves all of the spotlight that he just doesn't have right now. I'm going to do an interview with him tonight. So if you guys could, please go follow him, join his Discord, you know, figure out if you like him or not. I'm sure you're all going to love him. He's such a super nice person. And then let me know if you have questions. Like, you know, just I'm going to make a tag. If you have questions, leave them on there. I'll post that on my Twitter, but please do that. I really just think this is one of those people that when I see that they don't have this following, I want to use my platform to help them because he really, truly does deserve it. Interesting news today. Pranksy making a bid of 100 ETH on a NFT that was linked to through the Banksy website. Yeah, didn't know if it was real or not, so just threw 100 ETH bid out there. So what ended up happening was that, you know, Banksy website got hacked. It sent a link from the Banksy website to the this OpenSea listing. And yeah, essentially, this OpenSea listing is not truly Banksy. It was just a random person. Pranksy was able to confirm this through a BBC journalist. Pranksy then was, I think, sent, this fake piece of art. It's now on auction on OpenSea. Somebody has bid 0.5 ETH. Curious to know what that goes for. But it's funny, like it's a historical piece in the NFT history. Like, you know, a hacker hacked Banksy's website, linked to their auction, and now we're here. So does this have value or not? It'll be interesting to see. Like maybe this is valuable. Maybe this is like a moment in time where, you know, Pranksy got fooled by a fake Banksy and bought it. Like, does it have value? Like, potentially. So keep an eye on that. It certainly is not the end of this news because it's Pranksy, and Pranksy is going to certainly be talking about this all day. Pixel Vault. If you haven't been paying attention, the last 24 hours, Pixel Vault has gone on an absolute insane just spree of info, alpha, roadmap, talking DAOs, talking what the future looks like, talking IP, announcing that they're giving full commercial rights to owners of the meta heroes that you own. Like, whoa, like that's crazy. Like we're just seeing everything that you could ever want from a project to be executed right now. We're currently sitting here with, you know, a comic, the Founders DAO token, the unredeemed mint pass, and then the meta heroes afterwards. So there's these four kind of components here that are evolving into currently. The big thing here is to go into their Twitter, go into their website, and start reading up on everything that's happening. They talk about the different planets. They talk about the heroes, the stories, the distributions. And so really what we end up getting to is, you know, there's extreme game theory at play here. Extreme game theory, there is extreme value add back to the holders. There are going to be game mechanics here. There are going to be, you know, collectibles. There are going to be, there's just everything at play in one single ecosystem. So we're seeing what it would look like if, you know, Marvel or Disney came in and absolutely executed at the top of the top of the top. And you're looking at a $1 billion company or several $1 billion company. This is the absolute, one of the highest quality run projects on, in the NFT ecosystem right now. So make sure you go and check them out. Go on their Twitter, click on all those infographics. I know for some reason they're not showing up large here. Go onto the pvdao.com website, go onto the Punks Comic website, go explore all that information, especially if you're a holder, because there is so much happening and you do not want to get left behind or be kind of in the dark. I thought this was really cool. Sarah Stargirl posting this of the original ape that she had, her pink ape, and then what the M1 and then the M2 serums did to it. So you can really see that the M1s are a simple degree kind of like mutation. You can still kind of get that original vibe, and then the M2s are just so much more. Such a more hardcore mutation. Obviously, Omega would field a, you know, of 101 ape, and would be very cool. So very cool to see this. Just worth noting and seeing. Looking at the market now, the overall theme for today's market is, you know, a breath of fresh air, like a sigh of relief of this insane up direction that we've been on. It's not over. I can tell you that. Like, we're not in a position right now where, like, the money has stopped coming in. NFTs are only growing every day. We're still early there. It's not like, you know, things have gotten truly, truly out of control and it makes zero sense. I do think, though, that we've had a lot of growth really fast among every single project at the same time. There are some projects that have lagged and been slow and steady in growth. Like if we look at Punk's Comics, and if we look at, you know, stuff like what else, like Oni Force, like nice, gentle, like, you know, growth. Actually, no, not really Oni Force. I take that back. Like that's really wrong. Like we saw that kind of just explode off the top, and we're seeing that kind of pull back a little bit. You know, there have been very few, like, okay, World of Women's actually a good example. You know, we didn't see this just absolutely rip up to 3.1. I think we're seeing this kind of stabilize at 3 because it was at 1, at 0.8, then 1.1, then 1.2, 1.5, 1.7, sat at 1.9 for forever. The one, you know, the 2 to 3 move was a little quicker, but it certainly wasn't like this, you know, parabolic move. So I do think that that project will kind of hold there well, and I don't have any concerns. Where I do have concerns, and I look, and it makes sense to me, is, you know, we look at the CryptoPunks. The CryptoPunks ripped to 143. We're having a little bit of a pullback there. Bored Ape Yacht Club ripped up into the high 60s, having a bit of a pullback there. Meebits has been just a slow, gradual rise. Creature World was a huge rip to 2. From 0.5, and I think we're just kind of seeing some consolidation there, maybe on like the lesser, you know, rare traits. Still bullish on that. Koala Intelligence Agency, you know, saw huge, you know, move into that, and I think we're pulling back because there was such a spike in demand into it as well. Cool Cats, even, like, we saw Cool Cats with a floor in the 6s. It was like 6 point something, and now we're down to 4.3. And so to see this 30% decrease in price is, you know, it kind of makes sense. Like that, the morning that Cool Cats took off on Sunday, I believe it was either Sunday or Saturday, you know, that makes sense, because what we were witnessing was, you know, Beanie, D's, all of these people like for Rogue talking about this. We saw people just jumping in and buying whatever they could, for as close to floor as possible. And then, you know, floor taking off, people flipped and then they got out. And now the flippers are holding. They're kind of trying to sell out and get out of their positions, take their one ETH loss, go somewhere else and make their money back. The people that are holding right now need to kind of say, okay, does this keep going lower? Does this keep lower? Am I going to sell the bottom here? I truly don't think we see the market like absolutely collapse and everything goes to 1 and 2 and, you know, there's zero liquidity. I don't think we're at that position right now. And don't take this as financial advice. This is just purely an opinion on what I think is, you know, the current state of the market. I think that we're just kind of in this position where flippers have gotten really heavy into buying stuff. And like, as they're seeing their profits kind of go away, they're flipping out. Hard long-term collectors and people who are, you know, willing to wait the 1 month for the 5-10x return are coming in, picking off the bottoms very slowly, doing their research, acting smart, and we'll see it play out from there. So, you know, as far as the market goes, really across the board, it's kind of in this kind of like lull of, okay, I think volume is going to be down across the board for most things. You know, we do have some projects launching out there. I know Fatalas, has been something that has been asked, a few times in the DMs recently. But I just don't think, I think like we're in, yeah, at least yesterday and today it feels a little bit the same. We're just kind of in this lull. We're going to relax a little bit. You know, since I have gotten so many questions about it, let's just open up Fatalas. It's something that I haven't had a chance to look into. Let's see here. Vitala, 0.35 floor. It's 10K, all female collectibles with discerning artistic traits, featuring three species staged in a coup d'etat for aesthetics. Let's see here. I'm pausing because I'm just realizing that people are going to criticize me on my pronunciation there. There you go. Have your laughs on a Tuesday. Let's see. They look interesting. You know, it's a little, some of these are a little interesting to me. You know, what's the plan? I have to look at the roadmap. You know, am I going to just be buying because it's purely female? You know, do these come with some sort of 3D model? It's very interesting. So we'd have to go to the website. Definitely have to go to the Discord and everything. And I guess this is kind of good. We're taking some time to like look through a project. So everything lives on IPFS. It's 721. It's 10,000. Let's see here. Ah, okay. And so here's what we do. We look at the team. We try to understand what's going on here. So we have a founder and artist. Archik is obviously on there as advisor, taking her cut. We have a generator dev and then smart contract dev. And then so the founder and artist here. So we have an artist. Archik has come on as advisor to take her cut. And then we have a generative dev and then a smart contract dev working together. Let's see here. So what do we have? What do I actually own? You have the token. Has commercial usage rights of their Fatale. Let's see here. What is most rich rate? So yeah, so like, you know, I'm looking at this. I just don't see like as a collector or buyer, unless it's, you know, hidden on here somewhere. You know, where is, besides it like looking cool, you know, where I don't see like where the craziness to this going down the line and like, you know, 100xing and being a board up yacht club. They are cheap. I will say that 0.03. It's not crazy expensive. But just because something's cheap doesn't mean you should spend money on it. Like, you know, why buy something if it's not going to be worth more money down the road, unless you're just buying it for the looks. I'd be curious, like, and I'm not trying to fund the project. Like, I'd be curious, like, what is their plan going forward here? Or is it just like, hey, we're making this great art and we want people to enjoy it. If you enjoy it, you can buy it. If it's simply that, cool. Like, hats off to them. I think they did a great job with the art. And I think there's some certainly cool ones in there. So, I mean, that's kind of just how I look at a project. Like, I don't know if I would be a specific buyer of this one. I don't know if it fits my, like aesthetic taste. I do love World of Women. Like, World of Women is like one of my favorite projects actually out there right now. And I've had a lot of first time buyers and my friends buy into World of Women. So shout out to you. Like, IMR2D2 picking up their first NFT was in World of Women. They've been really happy with it, and I've, you know, enjoyed seeing them kind of grow into it. Let's see what else. Mutant Ape Yacht Club. Mutant Ape Yacht Club currently sitting at 6.2 ETH floor, 6.4. Got a captain hat here. Oh, this is sick, actually. This is really cool looking. I love this. The yellow background. I like the colors. It pop. It's got like a pop color, a pop wonder vibe to it. It really does. It's got a really cool pop wonder vibe to it with the colors and the red and the yellow and the green. So, oh, that's interesting. Maybe pick that up. I will say this, looking through the market here, there is a huge price discrepancy. We have serums for M2s currently priced at like 24, or we'll jump into that in a second here to see what it actually is. But then M2 floor is down at like 12. So we have this huge price gap. The market is not correctly priced, in my opinion there. Does that mean we see serum drop down? Probably not. Does that mean we see the M2 market go up? Probably so. We're still in price discovery zone right now for this project. Art blocks has been interesting to look at over the last 24 hours. Seeing some scribbles get picked up, the geometry runners getting picked up, or seeing people flip out of geometry runners for losses still. Dreams getting picked up a few here. Century. Oh, Century going for 14. Great pickup. Actually, I didn't realize how cheap the Centuries had gotten. I thought the Centuries were up in the 20s last time I checked. Here's 134. So maybe Century Mark has just come down. I haven't been paying attention. Or I'm just thinking of a different project. There's so many RPLOC projects to keep an eye on. But I will say this. Of RPLOCs, I've gone into a few projects recently and started going through by and sorting by properties. And what I found is there are some projects that are very much down. Their floors are down, but specific properties within them are still very stable. And you're getting every once in a while, somebody will see that and then they will kind of paper hand a higher like demand property, much lower than the rest of them are priced. So that's what I would do. I would try to go in there and figure out like, okay, if I see crypto bots dropping, is there a property in there that has been after like always in demand? Let me watch that and see if anybody starts to sell. And they're not, you know, fully aware of what they have. Scribble Boundaries, we've seen that happen. Elementals, we've seen this happen. Crombie School is not so much. Crombie School is most people understand what they have and they're not going to sell a fuzzy at normal Crombie School prices. But we are seeing that with a lot of these projects that have 9+ properties and people don't understand like, oh, that one property that was a, 2% trait was highly sought after, even though the rest of them not really. And we saw the floor dropping. So definitely keep an eye on that going forward. What else we have here? Bored Ape Yacht Club. Current floor prices are 49.8. So we're just under 50. A little bit of, stagnation here. If we look at the activity chart, we are seeing volumes across all projects kind of come down. As I said, we've had this huge spike. We've seen this before, not a big deal. We're going to probably pull back. We might even see 40s, high 30s, volume drop down, and then we'll have that next leg up. We're in a period here where, things just got a little crazy, and I think everybody's kind of catching their breath. There's still volume being traded here, seeing 250, 300, hundreds of ETH over the last 5 hours here going into the project and the market for Bored Ape Yacht Club. So exciting to see that. Meebits at an 8 ETH floor. Floor obviously seeing lots and lots of people get in and say, hey, I want to own Larva Labs. This is the way. It's the right thing to do. Like, don't bet against Larva Labs. Like, why would you? They have never taken a loss. And they really are kind of like the top of the top project for most people. So currently, just seeing the floor get eaten up here, people flipping probably, that bought around like, the 1-2 range and making their profit. Currently seeing the volume dip down. So we'll probably see the floor start to draw back, and then we'll see flippers who are holding onto some of these pieces start to lower their prices, try to get out, probably see this come down to like 4, maybe in the 5s, and then that'll be its stagnation point. That is my expectation and prediction. We'll see it come down all the way back to like an average price of 5-ish, maybe 6-ish, but the floor definitely not going too much further below a 4-5 range. Let's see, Bored Ape Chemistry Club. So let's check in. Serums, 6.15, M2, 18.24, and then the Mega still in the thousands, 3,800 ETH for a Mega. Wild to see that price. So the M1's kind of just chilling out. I'm not sure if I'm going to use mine or hold on to it. Obviously, as time goes on, we will see these potentially be more and more sought after as people want to get in. And use it on their apes or new apes, or if they just bought one and it doesn't come with the serum, they'll want to own it. So I'm debating here what I might do. It is obviously a decent amount of money. It's almost $20,000. So with current ETH prices, a hard thing not to paper hand, especially not knowing what the future looks like. And I do think the apes and the mutants continue to go up in demand in price. The only floor currently sitting just under 3. We're seeing volumes come down, pricing come down. We know Steve Aoki just got an Oni as a gift from Oni Force. Super hyped up to see that. We ought to actually pull that up real quick to talk about it. Let's see here. Pull up Oni Force. Just give some love. Look at this. So cool. Seeing Steve Aoki be announced as their first Onikai. And he has shown so much dedication. Apparently, he's going to use it in his shows. He's going to have it on full display in his digital displays at each show. Really cool. Looks just like him. Absolutely amazing. So if you're going to a Steve Aoki show in the future, look out for Oni Force and his visuals. Will be awesome to see that for sure going forward. I love to see like celebrities and artists like this giving projects like Oni the love they deserve. Currently on the market here, we're just seeing purchasing around the floor. Not a bad time to capitalize on a quality project kind of pulling back. And I'm sure we'll have some announcements and stuff coming out, but down the road, like it's not going to be like this week. We're probably going to have to wait a little bit. It's the same thing with Board Ape Yacht Club. If you weren't around back in March, when that came out, it wasn't like it dropped and we immediately had all this, alpha and amazing, we didn't have dogs come out. We didn't have mutants come out. We didn't know what was going to happen with merch drops and collaborations. Wait a little bit. This is obviously a quality project, quality people. The art's great. People love it. The community is absolutely insane about it. Do not paper hand just because you see prices going down. Hold value, hold quality. Another project that we've seen kind of start to pull back is the floor for Mr. Danny Cole's project. Danny Cole, what an artist. Very cool stuff here. 1.32 ETH on the floor. Currently, we had almost a 2 ETH floor the other night. So we're kind of just pulling back. I think things are chilling out a little bit. Kevin Rose talked about it. We had Gary Vee talking about it. I've talked about it. Tropo has talked about it. I own two. I own one that, is a lifetime hold. I will never flip it. It is something that I'll have on, my wall when I have TVs up in the house finally. It's just one of those pieces that I want to own, a piece of a great New York artist. I want to own something that looks amazing. It gives me really good vibes. It gives me vibes of almost, just high quality art. So there's a reason that this is pullback. Again, I look towards flippers and those people who are flipping. Obviously volume, if we looked at this, is going to be down. And we're just gonna have to wait this out. It'll come back, I'm sure, because it is such a high quality project. So we haven't heard the last there. It's just, the flippers are rampant. Same thing of Cool Cats. Floor is down, volume is down. We'll probably see the stabilize, go into a consolidation area like I always talk about, and then we'll have that next leg up. Because I really do not believe we're anywhere close to the end of this market right now. I think it's just, everybody needs a little break, a little breath of fresh air. But the only market that purely just does not give a crap about taking a break is Punk's Comic, Pixel Vault. I know I talk them up a lot and I do own some, and it might sound like I'm shilling. But really, like I need to recognize that this is really just a high quality project. They're doing things that other projects are just not capable of. They have the infrastructure, they have the team, they have the artist, they have the vision, they have the leadership, and they're executing on it. And it pays. It shows that it pays. So we're seeing Punk's Comics. I think we're going as high as 15 ETH last night. So we got one going for 11.5 here. Mint Passes currently sitting at about 9 ETH. I think DAO tokens are sitting just under that at like 8.8, 8.9 ETH. The comics, the comics were really spiking up for pricing and people trying to hold them together. So yeah, we can see we were up 13, 14. I think there are some people waking up this morning, seeing the prices, saying, I'll take my money and bounce. Fujio here, taking the money, you know, it's always interesting to see who's picking stuff up if we go through and check it out. And with them announcing you get full commercial rights on your Mintpat, your Meta Heroes, people obviously wanting to own those, you know, there's going to be gamification, there's going to be ways to earn. There's just so much happening here, and it's so exciting. So keep an eye on that. Damien Hirst floor almost to 20. We're seeing stuff go in the 20s. We're seeing stuff go. Oh, we got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, an 8-worder. You know, it seems like the wording's kind of how people are validating or valuing these things. The more words, I think 13 is the highest you can have. So like really long stuff, and then stuff that's only one word going for the most. But yeah, it really just comes down to what's the name, I think. I'm currently sitting on mine still. It's hard to look at this and say, like, do you capitalize and take this? I still think that we have not really seen the spike for this. Once we get to burn period, I think we really see this start to rip. Atom Bomb Squad currently sitting, pulling back, volumes down. I think there's some hype into it. Floor currently sitting at about 0.4, it looks like. And I don't think we'll see anything crazy happen here until reveal, which is tonight, I believe. So I think 6 p.m. Pacific time, we will see the burning of anything that wasn't sold, which is nothing. So I don't know why I brought that up. And then at 9 p.m. Pacific time, we will see the reveal. So midnight at on Eastern time, we'll see the reveal here. So a late night for me, very excited. Currently, the Punks floor is at... Oh, okay. So we're seeing even more of a pullback, it looks like. And you know, I know we had like a 111 floor, but it does look like we are seeing a little bit of a volume build up here as people are maybe pulling back a little bit. To get back to that 144 ETH floor, there is some considerable buying or delisting that needs to happen. So I'm definitely keeping an eye on this. I'm curious, if you had to buy a Punk right now, if you were in the market for a Punk right now, leave a comment below which number Punk you would buy, and what that ETH cost is. Like, I think for me, if I was going to buy a Punk right now, it would be about 150 to one, oh man, yeah, like 150 to 180. We're getting to high territory in pricing. Or do you buy just a floor and then try to flip that as that rises? Obviously, floors are the most liquid in some cases, just because if there is demand coming in, that is what is going to get bought up most likely first. So over the last 24 hours, seen certainly a little bit of volume return. We saw that hoodie down there. Nothing too crazy as far as number, pricing and sales. Seen 188. Hat go, 125 hat go, some pipes starting to sell. I mean, nothing too crazy. We're just, again, in this kind of like restful, relaxed kind of pullback in volume. And I wouldn't freak out. Like, this is the period where if you are just looking and saying, hey, like, things are not selling anymore, I'm done, I'm out, I'm gonna like sell for a loss. I've done it already, don't do it. It's not like the whole market is collapsing around us and it's like, hey, NFTs got banned and you can't do this anymore. So I certainly wouldn't do that. Quick look, stuff happening in the crypto market, the entire market up 2.5%, to $2.11 trillion. Bitcoin is at $47,300, down a little bit. But Ethereum up. $3,386. You saw this as high as $3,450 this morning. So we're taking a little bit of a pullback, up 6.79% in the last 24 hours. Over the last 7 days, up 4.8%. I was looking at the chart just before the show, doing some research. We're kind of in this like bounce period. There is still some resistance around 3450, where we saw that kind of bounce out and stop at. So just keep an eye on it. We're going to kind of be in this little range now between, I think 3450 and 3350. And then look for any moves within that range. If you see a breakout, that could be a tell to where it's going. But it does seem like the market feels very bullish. People want to get in. Crypto is certainly getting more and more attention. More and more people are buying into NFTs. So as demand might spike here, we could see demand for Ethereum spike, more people onboarding, more people becoming crypto natives. And it's very exciting. So that is the show today, guys. Thank you so much. Make sure you're subscribed, leave a like below. If you have suggestions, if the volume's not good, if this is too long, I'm missing stuff, let me know. Let me know if you have video ideas, just leave a comment below. It helps so much, because I really do take your feedback and try to execute on it. Thank you for watching. I will catch you all tomorrow.